Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Who get that?
Who
get
that? Who number one?
What's really hood, nigga?
Dude, sound like he just rolled up on somebody who ate his lunch at the refrigerator at work.
Yo, niggas could die over there, son, for real. Fuck around with Karen's cup of noodles, nigga, and she gets mad.
Mess around with Monica Souffle.
Yo, them one more gins, nigga, they be mad about that.
One more gins? What's that mean?
That's, remember we was calling them leftovers?
Oh.
Calling them leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
That's... one more game.
Yo. Welcome to Forget That Yo Radio episode 239. I'm getting fine like wine as time pass by. But y'all ain't. Y'all know how we do it. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. A.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. the Alpaca Whisperer. A.k.a. What made you go with that verse? A.k.a.
I'm sorry.
A.k.a. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something that I hate. A.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone.
What more do you want from me?
A.k.a. inspiring entrepreneur Dolo. Will I find a group of winners to ride with me?
I hope so.
A.k.a. Tyson D. Grabby. And I heard you back in the news. A.k.a. the world is full of bustedest tripe, like Brit say.
Y'all are irking my life.
A.k.a. one of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it. Because nobody wanna tell the truth. A.k.a. I ain't apologizing if I said it. I said it. Some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do?
Amen.
A.k.a. I'm only throwing hands with 2 to 3. Anything over that, say hello to my little friend. My buddy and me. A.k.a. Snitchy Snitchington. I will tell and you going to jail. A.k.a. I'm running up in your house with a blouse to get close to your spouse. While you in the backyard flipping the barbecue, I'm in the bedroom flipping the mattress. Duke, let's get it.
I'm tough. That's why they don't like me.
Hey, y'all. Boy, Stone, Crip, a.k.a. Stone El Cerebre, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped off. A.k.a. A-Boo-Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. A.k.a. Daryl Sweet Baloney Jones. A.k.a. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez. A.k.a. I was fighting overseas before I had a military background. A.k.a. I tell your girl to fight back when I pipe that. Nigga, let's get it.
Yo, you sound like Ike Turner. Why is she had to fight back?
It's back.
Wait, why would you fight overseas? Just randomly fight overseas?
Corrupt.
Y'all had international beef. You ASAP Rocky now.
Oh, see, you misunderstood that.
Oh, yeah, how'd it go? What?
Fighting overseas, throwing up the seas.
Oh, fighting overseas. Wow.
Before I had a military back. Come on, son.
Come on, crazy. Yo, I thought you was a future bodyguard or something.
Hey, which that was some bullshit, man. Yo. Old buddy had already been through it. And that nigga was missing the shoe before you snuck up behind him and hit him, man. That wasn't, y'all shouldn't even show that fucking video.
Yo, you know how mad I'd be if I got knocked out on video by some foreigners in tight jeans?
Yo, it's the voice, yo. That fucking accent.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to let somebody with that accent beat my ass, man.
No, I got to go rent a gun from somewhere over there.
Yo, for real. Hey, somebody had to get shot, yo.
Damn, that's crazy how close it was, too, to ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, yeah.
Your president wilding, too.
That ain't my president.
Yeah, huh?
Yo, that's what he do, man.
He's what he say? We got ASAP Rocky is coming home. Come have ASAP. I know it's been rocky for you over there.
Oh. The wordplay.
The wordplay. Yo, side him. He's got bars.
Yo.
How many staff members it took to get that line out?
Yo, all of them.
All of them. They was,
Gotta come up with something clever.
Hey, guys, I'm trying to come up with something clever for ASAP coming home. What do you guys got? Get home soon.
Rocky.
We got a cake for you? Linda, get the hell out of here.
I hope so.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. But yeah. Your boy's back, man. How you feel about it, man?
I still feel like it's some bullshit, man. Like, this shouldn't be going on.
I do, too, but I didn't care if he stayed or came home.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me no, never mind. But it's just, we got the video, man, and you can see the dude fucking with him.
Yeah.
Like, yo, if that don't condone an ass whooping, man, I don't know what does.
He said, I don't know what does. My bodyguards would have been in jail, though, not me.
Yeah, like, I'd have been sitting back, like...
Like Future.
Yeah, chilling. Sitting on the park bench, like... Future act like he ain't even know the nigga getting his ass whooped.
Future is over there with his legs crossed, sitting on the scooter.
He over there looking at Russell Wilson tweets.
Yo, nah, okay, I understand you the superstar and stuff. But if you just act like you ain't even see me get knocked out by 100 dudes.
Yo, my nigga, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, I'm beating you up, and then I'm finding somebody else to protect.
Yeah, man, like, yo, you did me so dirty. Like, you watched these niggas drag me, son. Like, you ain't do absolutely, you ain't call the cops or nothing.
Yeah, nah, he didn't open his phone. He didn't even, like, run over to a security to point in his direction, nothing.
I ain't worry about what he didn't have a look of worry on his face of where this nigga at. I know this nigga's with me.
Yo, that is nuts. Yo, can you imagine though? All right, I looked under the when Trump tweeted ASAP was coming home, we got him out, whatever. All I seen was, now that is a president who cares about America, all Americans.
You come on, son.
Duh, imagine. Obama would have got a rapper.
Oh, man. Look, nigga, they was mad about rappers coming to the White House.
Yeah, just walking in the White House. Dog, they was mad about Obama getting on TV saying, like, when Ferguson and all that was going on.
Yeah.
Like, that could have been one of my sons. They were irate about that.
Yep, nigga, they was mad about Obama wearing a goddamn brown suit.
A brown suit.
Like, yo, this nigga's just crazy.
Duh, if Obama would have showed any interest in bringing ASAP home, first thing they would have did was pulled up the lyrics.
Oh, hell yeah.
They would have been like, Fox News would have been like, this is the kind of person you're using resources to go after.
Exactly. Dog, if Obama did anything from the day this dude became president till now, if Obama did any of that.
Any.
My nigga, the White House would have been on fire.
Yep. That's why it's a joke, dog.
You know what I'm saying? This shit is a fucking joke, my nigga. Like, if you don't think it's a joke, it's something wrong with you. Because this shit is fucking ridiculous, man.
Mm-hmm. And then it's and then it goes like, okay, we get a Democrat in the office. Of course, they're going to attack him.
Yeah.
Then the Democrats be like, what? Yo, y'all go overboard, all these attacks, we're supposed to work together. So then you get a Republican in the office. Then the whole cycle continues. The Democrats attack him. And then be like, yo, it's like they're both sides. It's like a game. Like,
it just switch back and forth doing the same shit, man.
Yeah, and then they ain't trying to help each other. Yeah. And then Nothing's getting done. Yo, I had dudes say to me, he was like, well, Trump has done a lot for this, done a lot for the country, whatever. I said, man, both sides don't do more or less. I was like, it fluctuates, but it pretty much stays the same if you go throughout history. Nah, all you gotta do is look online. I'm like, okay, if I gotta look online, you show me.
Yeah.
So then he goes online, right? He's scrolling, looking. I'm like, okay, this one right here, we could trust this one. This is like a real infographic. Pulled it up, dog, exactly what I said. We went back like to 1960-something. It's like a few dips with the recession here and there. Mm-hmm. Other than that, dog, it's pretty much straight down the board. Everybody's getting played, dog. It's 2 to 3% here, 2 to 3% all the way down. Unemployment fluctuates up and down. Nothing. I was like, dog, you see these numbers? You could put me in here and get the same results.
You know what I'm saying? it's no change, man. Like, nobody does nothing, dog.
Dog, they basically fighting over the same thing from just on a different side.
Yeah, basically. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be for different people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One side's fighting for the rich, the other side's fighting for the poor. That's basically it, man.
Yeah. And then dude was like, well, I noticed a big change in my taxes went down. I'm getting more money in my check. And I ain't say it to his face, but I'm like, dog, okay, you getting more money in your check. You in the same position you was last year. Like, you ain't made no drastic changes. So what is the, like, really, this extra money is turned into the, like, the money you always had because you're doing the same things.
No, this is along them same lines. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. You're getting more money in your check, but you're getting less money back in taxes.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're not really getting more money, nigga. You're getting the same amount of money you was getting. You just see it in a different fucking place. That's it.
And then they try to hit you with the unemployment is down. I'm like, dog. You can make millions of bullshit jobs that only pay $6.25, $7 an hour, and then, of course, more people got work. But are more people getting better pay? No.
No. And you know why unemployment is down? Because now niggas got two jobs. Because y'all ain't paying them a fuck enough.
Right. Yo, it's so funny, dog. They be, like, the stuff they be, I can kill every argument they got.
Yeah. Like, boy, you can, but you can't. Because they not gonna believe you.
Yeah, even if they agree in your face, when they get around their friend, their cronies who think the same way, they just gonna spit the same rhetoric.
Goddamn nigga tried to tell me it worked today.
I was like, y'all sit in the comments and argue all day, and these dudes is in the green room laughing like, yo, that was a good one.
Yo, they still falling for it.
You know what I'm saying? They at the country club sipping yak. Talking about yachts and the peasants still arguing in the comments.
Yep, that's how it go.
So yeah, y'all know what it is, man. Oh, before I get to that, let me just get through the speech. Y'all know what it is, man. Forget that your radio, the old dirty bastard of podcasting, because it ain't no father to our style. You can look us up now on iHeartRadio. We in there. They got a nice little playback player. Stitcher. Podomatic app, you could download that and subscribe to the show. Apple Podcasts. What's the Podcast Addict? I said iHeartRadio first.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Go back and play the tape. Better 100. What else we got? Podcast Addict. I heard was a good app to listen to podcasts for Android. You got the Android Google Play. Is that Google Play Android?
Yeah.
Google Play, we in there. We everywhere, man.
Never there.
Send us a voicemail to the show. Send it from your phone, your voice memo, and then email it to forgetthatyo@gmail.com. forgetthatyo@gmail.com. And you know, man, do it like that. So
or send an email.
Yeah, or email.
So we can listen to the Black Hasselhoff stumble through it.
I ain't stumbled through the last email. Why you a hater?
Because I'm 100% doing something you hate.
We got some featured music today, though.
Oh, alright.
Yeah, we go hit y'all with an artist. Let me go ahead and we're gonna hit y'all with a single from Madison J. It's called Adapt, produced by LD Beats. But we'll get to that later on in the show. What I wanted to start this off with was AKAs, man.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to on my road trip, I was fumbling through a few podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting sick of everybody's doing AKAs. It's ridiculous, man. Like, when we first started this, I think, was we out before Desus and Mero?
I don't know. I don't know when they came out.
Because I know we've been out a long time. So, Desus and Mero, maybe because they was probably the only other podcast I heard that was doing AKAs when we first hit the scene. Now, everybody want to do AKAs, man. I think, should we stop it or should we keep going?
It existed!
What you think?
I rather like doing them.
And ours be mad different, too.
You know what I'm saying? I think maybe we just drop it down to one a show. Instead of going through the whole list, I just do one.
Oh, okay. Because this is getting ridiculous out here, man.
Yo, I mean, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, son.
Yo, I hate that lie. I'm going to go back and find out when Desus and Mero first dropped. And The Real, because I know they do AKAs. I think The Real maybe been out longer. But I'm going to check that out. But yo, man, y'all AKAs be trash, man.
No, some of them be good.
No, I'm talking about the one all these podcasts listen to, like regular people.
Yeah.
They got some trash AKAs.
Yo, some of the ones I listen to, they be good. They be creative.
They be creative?
Yeah.
Well, you need to show me those ones.
All right.
What you want to hit first, man? What you do? You got any adventures?
Almost beat up an old man yesterday.
How?
Yo. So we taking some shit to my man's house. And it was a wash machine, right? So we got to take the hoses off of it and put them onto the new machine. Mm-hmm. So to turn the water off, you know they had a little knob back there.
Mm.
Well, one of his shits didn't have a knob. So I'm like, hey, we can't do nothing with this, man. We can't turn. I'm putting the pliers on it. I can't turn it. So I'm like, look, if I take this hose off of here, water is going to continuously roll out this hose. And we got to take it off, take this one outside, bring the new one in, and try to hook it back up. This place is going to be flooded.
Dang.
So he's like, look, man, Lowe's brought it here, and they hooked it up, so y'all should be able to hook it up. I'm like, I'm telling you, bro, I cannot do that. I'm like, yo, you can turn the water off from the street. And then we can do that. I don't know how to do that. This nigga goes in the back of his house, gets the tool to cut off the water, and says, I don't know how to do it. What? Nigga, I'm like, yo, come on, son. It's turning a knob. Go down a little box. The box is covered with dirt. I can't find it. Mm. I'm like, look, man, I can't do it. Because if something go wrong, my company going to be responsible for the shit. So I can't do it, man. So this nigga say, so what's the solution? I said, first of all, nigga, calm yourself down. And you need to get this fixed. If you say they came here a year ago to put this in, then they told you a year ago you need to get this fixed. Or either it broke in between that time. Either way, nigga, that's on you. You got to get this fixed. So this nigga goes in the back. I hear him on the phone talking about, who's your manager? I'm like, easy.
Dang.
Easy killer. You know what I'm saying? Yo, just call the store, talk to customer service. They'll take care of you, man. So the wife is cool. We talking to the wife. She's like, please forgive my husband. Like, you better get your husband before he get his ass stomped out here.
Mm.
We go down to the box with her. She turned the shit off.
Dang, mm. She had to do it.
Yeah, exactly, right? So we do what we got to do. We leave. My phone ring. It's the store. They're like, yo, y'all still with that crazy dude? I'm like, nah, we out of there. He's like, yo, this dude, he called the store. Whoever picked up the phone or whoever got on the phone, because they was transferring them two people, they said he cussed their ass out.
Dang.
Like three people, right? All I'm thinking in my head is I'm glad he put all that energy into the phone calls. Because if you would have did that shit in your house, my nigga, I'd have drug you all through that son of a bitch.
You would have put him in the box?
Yo, for real. Well, you're not going to talk to me like you crazy, son. I mean, nigga, I'm doing you a favor. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man. Fuck out of here, bro.
It is hot out here, too.
Yo, I'm sweating this shit. You got a little ass laundry room, nigga. Like, yo, better stop that. You check your tone, nigga.
Why had a slatter the size of his laundry room, man?
Yeah, because it was small. Yo, that ain't even slander, nigga. That's facts.
Which a little ass laundry room.
Little ass laundry room, nigga. Mm-hmm. You ain't even got no shelf in this bitch.
Yeah, how many loads can you do at a time? This little ass laundry room. Yeah,
cheap ass washer and dryer.
You gotta wash your clothes twice.
Oh, another story, right? So yeah. the dude I roll with, he usually sells the appliances. He don't do the delivery shit. Mm-hmm. But I ain't got no partner right now, so they put me with dude. So he was telling me a story about a chick that, so she said something was wrong with a washing machine, and she called the store about it. And he was like, look, they'll get somebody to come out there and check it. I can't tell you. I have to transfer you to delivery, and they'll give you a date they can come out. She was like, good, because I'm about to cuss your ass out.
Mm.
So it just so happened the day he on my truck, we end up going to her house.
Dang.
Right. So we get in the house and he remembers her name and everything. He knows exactly who it is. So we get in the house. She don't know it's him. So we checking the washing machine and she's saying it's not filling all the way up with water.
Mm-hmm.
So we turn it on and the bitch start filling up with water.
Mm.
And she say, I've never let it get this far. I'm like, what? You just let her the water run in and it stopped and you was like, fuck it, the shit is broke.
Did she got one of them like centrifugal ones where like it spurts in and stops and it's like, yeah, it's slow?
Yeah, it's the one that tries to sense how many clothes is in there so it knows exactly how much water to add.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she didn't know that because niggas out here just buying shit that look good and don't do no research on it. You know what I'm saying? So when the shit start working the way it was supposed to, I was like, fuck it. Yo, and you was going to cuss my man out and ain't nothing wrong with your washing machine. She was like, oh, that was you? I was like, yo.
Dang.
He was like, yeah, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I called my friend and said, I feel so bad for talking to you like that. Yo, that shit was funny.
This ain't a call center, partner.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in your face now.
You know what I'm saying?
Energy change.
You're only going to reach possibly 2 to 3.
My buddy and me.
Yeah, that's damn. People are nuts, man.
Oh, man, for real.
You gotta start getting the people. You got to pull out your phone and record them saying, forget that, yo.
Oh, speaking of, yo, check this out, son. So my man, remember I told you my man going to China?
Yeah.
All right, so over there, man, he was like a superstar.
What'd he do over there?
Nigga, he was going to teach English.
Oh.
But he was in a small town, which is crazy because in China, a small town of 5 million people. But they don't see a lot of black people.
Mm.
So everywhere he went, people wanted to take pictures with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up going swimming and shit. He in the locker room. So everybody in there but him is butt ass naked.
Yeah.
Right? So he changing, he get ready to change and shit. He peep a naked nigga on the wall with his camera in a sneak form. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's recording him and shit. So he like, yo, what the fuck, right? And when he stand up, he heard the whole room go silent. Like everybody in the locker room just stopped talking
because
they was looking at him. And, you know, he's like, one dude was in the locker beside him. And when he pulled his shorts down, the nigga just turned around and just looked at this nigga's dick.
They been waiting to see one in real life.
Yo, and I said, yo, you know why they did that, right? You know what I'm saying? They know the myth of the black man got that huge penis, but nigga, they trying to see if that shit is true.
I
bet you if you Google your name in China or Google black man in shower in China, my nigga, you gonna pop up.
Mm. He had the meats. Hello?
Really, nigga?
Did he have the meats? You say he was famous in China now, so he must got the meats. You Googled the picture?
I cannot confirm or deny the positions.
But you say he's a superstar in China now.
No, he was a superstar just because he was black.
Oh, they would have been disappointed if they would have seen my meat. Yeah, they would have been like, damn. Yeah, like,
man, that's some bullshit.
He only got a few inches on me, possibly 2 to 3.
Yo, he said they shit was mad little, though. Yo, you said that shit like, you said, yo, that shit is like a ball of hair with a little pee in the middle of it.
Shut up, man.
Yo, straight up, dog. I was like, yeah. That's
fucked up. A ball of hair with a chickpea in the middle. Yo, let's get to this Baylor the Great voicemails.
LeBron Jenkins.
Oh, yeah, Baylor, man. I need you to chill out on these tags, man. You going outrageous.
Yo, what's up with that that shit in Vegas in April?
I think they're having like a live show with like him and two or three other podcasts.
Oh, word.
But yo, man, you know me, man. Just text me that info, man.
I'm saying, you trying to get that?
I mean, if I possibly got a few G's saved up.
A few G's?
Possibly 2 to 3.
It's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's you gotta get there.
Yeah. Well, you ain't gotta pay for a room.
No, but you still gotta get there.
Yeah, I mean,
no. Why, you trying to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You ain't gonna be Dwayne out there, are you?
Be getting drunk and running down the strip and shit.
Yeah, get lost.
No. looking for some yayo and shit.
Oh, I listened to a podcast Baylor did with somebody talking about like the rules of Vegas or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, they, listen to that one.
Yeah, there was like when it was on that partner's like, you gotta lose somebody. I was like, yeah, that was Dwayne, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, man. We's looking for this dude all around. Man, we couldn't find this dude for nothing. I was like, man, we could leave him. He's the smartest black dude I know, so.
Yeah, he'll find his way somewhere.
Yeah, he'll find his way back. And he found himself to a blackjack table, won about 6 G's, and found his way back. So, see, told y'all.
Yeah, hey, here he is.
Yeah, let's get into this Baylor the Great. Oh, yeah, Baylor. Come on, man. I don't know how. You must have a list, a notes in your notes app with all the people you're going to tag. Because how do you remember that many names?
Because he's not an asshole, nigga.
No, this dude, it'd be like 75 people on that joint.
Yeah, it do be a lot.
And then your phone, and just every time somebody responds, ba-ding, boom, 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 your phone be like, boom, but your battery be running out. I'm like, yo, I hate tags, dog. All right, here we go. BTG.
Forget that, yo. Y'all see that priest slap that baby? God. Yeah. Damn. And look, as soon as he slapped him, like, I don't know what language he was talking, but it sounded like he said, look at me. Nigga, the baby is 2 minutes old. Are you telling the baby, first of all, it's cold in there. It looked like it's cold in there. That's why, and the baby is hungry. That's why it's already hollering. You look shriveled up and scary. You know what I'm saying? You look like you're on the verge of being Skeletor, and you talking to a 2-minute-old baby talking about, look at me. Look at me. And then you slap the nigga. Yo, Stone. Stone sent me that shit. Slapped him, right? Grabbed his head like, I'm thinking this nigga about to snap the baby neck.
Yo, the mama, like it.
Yo, go back and watch the video. The mama low-key like the priest on his arm. The dad is in the back like, I don't know if I should fire on this nigga or what. The congregation is like, yo, you need to chill. You need to chill. And the nigga gonna look back and say, like, he gave him that look back like, no, I got this. This is what I do. So how many babies have you slapped, my nigga? Because you did that like you do it all the time. I told Stone, everybody in that church getting socked up.
Yeah.
Everybody getting hands put on them. For that, bro, don't slap my baby. I don't even like the whole baptizing the baby that early. Like, how y'all just dumped the baby in the goddamn pot. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's fine? Like, I think the baby should know what's going on. I get it. It's some religion shit. You know what I'm saying? It's some spiritual shit. You dipping the baby in the water. He's baptized or whatever. He's covered. The baby don't know what's going on. The baby just feel like he just jumped off the diving board. And he don't even know what a diving board is. Yo, he slapped him, though. Talk about it. I need y'all to talk about it. I don't know if y'all talked about it already or y'all about to start talking about it because I brought it up. But a nigga slap, what would you do? Now, seriously, all jokes aside, I know we tough guys. I know what I'm saying. I know what we'll say what we would do, but seriously, you take your child. I don't care what age your child is either. It could be your child could be 5, 6, 13 years old. I just jumped a gang of numbers. If you seen your priest or pastor, deacon, whatever the case may be, slap your child and say, look at me, what do you do in the house of the Lord? I'm firing on all them niggas. I'm telling you, deacons and all, the treasurer, the first lady, everybody get knuckles. Everybody, forget that, yo.
Yo, he fired on that baby with aggression.
Yo, like, he was mad. That baby owed that priest money, son. Something, man. Because he grabbed that baby like, kill the motherfucker. I was like, yo. When he slapped him, son. Yo, this thought has never crossed my mind, yo.
Mm-hmm.
But I really said, yo, I would kick that priest's ass.
Yo, when I posted that video, I tagged Jose because I know that was the first person I thought of. If that priest would have slapped Jose Bait, dog, no, Jose is a reformed hothead. Like, this dude used to about to beat people up for, like, just looking at him wrong, dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, chill, yo, let's just go home. All he did was look your way. Look at him. Look at the way he's looking at me, though. Like, yo, Jose used to be in a gang with Samoans. The only Puerto Ricans around. He got jumped in by them real Samoans in Hawaii. Like, he is crazy. Dog, I was like, oh, Jose would have, his favorite move, he would have picked dude up and slammed him on his head.
Yeah.
Yo, I sent him that. He was like, yeah, that dude would have got slammed on his head. I was like, I already know.
Yo, for real, man. Like, yo, he slapped this shit out. Yo, he kind of broke the baby neck a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he grabbed that baby. I was like, yo. And the daddy just back there like, nah, bruh, you got to do something, man.
You got to, dog. And then
the priest would have got baptized today.
The priest would have got he would have slapped him, dunking his head in the holy water.
Yo, and anybody in the congregation wanted, like, you could get it.
Yeah, because I know y'all ain't about that life in the church. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Before got there.
Yo, I'm washing everybody. Yo, like, yo, this your man. You know what I'm saying? This mm-hmm. your man. You got to ride with your man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, get this work, man.
Yeah, and all the deacons, they like, what, 50 and up? 50, 60
you
and
know
up?
You know what I'm saying? They older cats, man.
Oh man, it's about to get serious in there, dog. Like, I'm talking about, he would have been bloodied.
Yo, like, I would have even understood that dude saying, "Yo, what the fuck?" You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, say something, man. You didn't do nothing,
dog. Because all right, in the church, the pastor is like looked at as like the.
Yo, that's the end all be all.
Yeah, the end all be all. So people be like afraid to disappoint him and all kind of like they be scared if they don't got money for the offering. Like, it's been ladies at my church like, oh, I can't miss church. I told pastor I'm going to be there and church is every, I got to be there at 7:30. She be rushing from work. I'm like, yo, ain't nobody going to get me riled up to do all this stuff like y'all be doing. Like, yeah. I just ain't got that gene in me. So yo,
they love the pastors, huh?
Yeah, so that's why the daddy and the mom was kind of hesitant. But me,
yeah.
I'm different, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Dog, your kid, he slapped the piss out of that little baby.
Like, yo, he slapped that baby hard, yo, for doing what babies do, dog. Babies cry.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't doing no extra shit. He was crying. He slapped the shit out of him, yo.
And then why y'all be getting babies baptized? They ain't got no sin, dog. They good.
You know what I'm saying? They good, dog.
Like, wait till they 15, 16 when after they get some sins in them, yo, to wash it. Because y'all,
bad shit.
Yo, baptizing a new baby is like washing a new sock. Like, it's already clean.
you just making it a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't really doing nothing for it, man.
Woo. Oh, I would have snatched money out the offering plate and everything.
Oh man, yo, I'm stealing something too. For real.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, but, yo, that, like you said, the end all be all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear about the pastor that's sucking sins out?
Man, stop playing. What are you sucking on?
He was sucking demons out.
Out of little kids' pee-pees?
No, out of grown men's.
Nah, stop playing.
Dog, I'm telling you, my nigga.
Where was this at?
I think it was in
Nairobi.
I want to say Pennsylvania.
What? In the States?
Yeah, or it might have been Ohio.
Please don't say it was Catholic Church.
I think it was Presbyterian.
Such sins.
He was Presbyterian then. But so these is grown men.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor is telling them he got to suck the demon out of
him. Mm-hmm.
That's not in the Bible.
No.
Why did you believe that?
Because that nigga's going to be reading the Bible?
Yo, the pastor's the end all be all. If the pastor tell you this is what need to happen, niggas just go with it.
Yo, that's crazy how they, yo, the low key church is kind of like a cult.
Yo, my nigga, I ain't got that much faith in shit. nothing at all, my nigga. I don't trust ATMs. You know what I'm saying? I got no faith in nothing that much for you to say, I need to suck your dick as a man. I need to suck your dick to get the demon out of you, son.
Yo, that is nuts.
Dog, like, it ain't even crossed your mind that demon rhyme with semen. You know what I'm saying?
Did it say how many men he did it to?
It was like four.
Dang.
That they know about. These are four that came forward. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no telling, bro.
Yo, that's like, I was going to this church in Orlando, and they keep on pressuring you to be a member. And I'm like, no, man, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never joined a gang, and I ain't joining this church. Like, why I need to be a member? Just so they can keep tabs on you.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't make me.
Yeah.
You know, like, yo, I'm not. No, man.
I don't want to be no member.
I came here to get the word.
Yeah, you don't need me on the books trying to see how much money I put in the offering. And
like, yo, come on, man. Like, yo, like you said, yo, that shit is kind of like a cult, man.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy, yo. Like, they do a lot of shit under the umbrella of religion, man.
Mm-hmm.
And people be going for it.
Like that one church and the one church out here that put the people who pay the most offering, they get the front rows.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, like I want to sit in the back anyway.
Yo, then it's supposed to be come as you are, but they don't be letting people in because they ain't dressed right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got to think about these things.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. Yo, I would have stripped the robe off that pastor and put it on.
Yo,
like, I'm preaching today.
Yo, say, like, look here, man. Your pastor, this nigga on some bullshit. Like, yo, y'all, if this the nigga leading y'all to heaven, nigga, y'all ain't going. You know
what I'm saying? Hey, I would have beat him. I would have stripped the robe, beat him up. Then I would have went up there, talked my talk. Then I would have raised the offering for my pain and suffering. Now, y'all put the money, all the money y'all was going to put today, put it in this offering, or I'm beating y'all up to. Only thing you probably would have had to worry about in the church is probably the deacons. The deacon, like Leroy was a deacon, a young Leroy. Leroy, yeah. about 6'4", 295. Whew. Like, all the deacons was big dudes in the greater community.
Yeah, they was. Yeah, they was.
Like, yo, y'all watch somebody. I just keep my eyes on the deacons because y'all normally at the back by the doors.
Nigga, a deacon or a bouncer, nigga? What
that's pretty much what they were.
What y'all doing up here?
I remember I was an usher when we was little. I used to hate it.
Had that white turtleneck on.
Man, I was chubby. I had to stand up all that time. My feet was hurting.
A nigga like me, man, I love the game. I love the hustle, man. I be feeling like one of them ball-playing niggas, you know? Like Bird, Magic, or something. Yeah, you know, a nigga got dough. A nigga could leave the league. But if I leave, the fans still gonna love me, man?
We got a voicemail from Baylor. This one is called Euphoria is Dope. You still ain't watched Euphoria, huh?
Yeah, and I feel like it's gonna be some slander in his voicemail.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I thought I was going to let that basketball slander shit fly, too. So, look, Stone, you want to get in this beef, too? Nigga, you can get it. Everybody can get shot. Everybody. Everybody. You want to come out here and catch that fade? So be it. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'll probably start with you first to get a warm-up. Then wow. I play and like he said he was gonna play in his Jordan. You're a liar. Boy, up flex. You're li- everybody's lying. Everybody wanna tell the truth. He was not about to play in those crispy Jordans. And they wasn't fake. Why'd you call them fake? Why would you do that to yourself? I would have dogged them guys. What was those sixes? You had the six or the sevens on. Sometimes I get those two confused.
Six.
Anyhow, I would have dogged those. I would have been stepping all over them. Just because you would have been, I would have mentally been fucking you up because you're like, damn, you already blasphemy for playing in them because they crispy. I would have just stepped on them the first play. Just jabbed. I would have done a mellow jab. Just ah, right on your big toe. You'd have been hot. I'd have beat you 11-3. Hey, so look, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to play both of you niggas. And I'm going to beat both of you niggas. So make that trip back to Cali. And just take that fade. Afterwards, we can go back to Ross. Yo, let me tell you something. Whoever keeps promoting In-N-Out, let me explain something. In-N-Out is not a California thing. You know, they have In-N-Outs in different places. I think they got one popping in Florida. Like a chain of them.
No, they don't.
In-N-Out is not, it's not all that. The thing that makes In-N-Out real good is the food is cheap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cheap. It's over. Let me put it like this. A lot of tourists eat that shit. So when you see a lot of people, and most of them people ain't even from. I mean, I've never seen an In-N-Out empty. Even when I first get there and it opened up, I haven't had In-N-Out in years, my nigga. I'm lying. I had it last year. I had it last year, I think. Not this year. Was it this year or last year? One of them years. Anyhow, nigga, I eat In-N-Out maybe like once or twice a year. And that's only because, I don't know. Maybe we get an urge. Them animal style fries, fire. There's no secret to what they do. Do they grill their onions? Yes. Is it fresh made when you get there? Absolutely. Do they use Thousand Island ranch, whatever dressing? Yes, it's not a secret to what they do. So it's not something. Now, Roscoe's, on the other hand, they sprinkle a little different seasoning in that. They put some crack up in that seasoning for that chicken. And that goddamn waffle blow up in your damn stomach. That's why niggas be full. Fat burger, you're going to take it's a risk. You might die. After you get a fat burger, be careful in that parking lot. There's not too many fat burgers that's outside of the hood. Actually, there is some, a lot, but the ones we go to is still off of Crenshaw. Don't go to that one. Forget that, yo. Like, all right, okay, cool, whatever.
Now, first of the basketball game, the reason why I said the Jordans was fake, for dramatic effect, man. You know what I'm saying? Entertainment. Second of all, I showed you my Roshis in the back. I had an extra pair. I had some running shoes. Know what I'm saying? I could have put on the running shoes and still beat you. Third, before we left the parking lot, ask him what I did. I was like, hold up. I got out the car and I walked up to him and sized him up to see if his height would be a problem or if I could back him down. I went in the basketball stats. Ask him about it. Y'all, tweet him. And yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, I got you. I know that I could beat somebody, dog. I'm telling you, my defense is locked down. I would have went to the league if I would have grew. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
If I would have got at least, I needed at least 6'3", and that would be the next
5'5".
Man, I'm 5'8.5". My reach though is 7'3" of a 7-footer. Wait, come on.
Forget that, yo.
No, I'm the greatest basketball player in Waynesville high school history.
Oh my God. Hey man, I didn't appreciate the slander.
He said, I appreciate the slander.
I think it's a warm up, nigga.
Ooh! Nah, but you only played basketball maybe once.
My nigga, I will go. No, I will Goldberg spear you, my nigga. You not beating me.
That's a foul.
Yeah, no, nigga, this a fight.
Goldberg.
The basketball game gonna be over quick.
Wait, you spearing people on concrete?
Yes.
Dang. Your elbow's gonna be hurting. Sore.
No, I'm good at it. I know how to tuck them in. Only thing hitting the ground is you.
This fool said I know how to tuck them in. And In-N-Out, man. Let me tell you why In-N-Out is the greatest. And them ain't tourists, because when I go to Vegas, I don't stay around the tourists. I stay in the neighborhoods. And all the ones over there the tourists don't know about, the lines be still around the building. Now, oh, and the only other in and out is in Texas.
Texas.
Out here in Texas. And let me see. It's not as great as the one on the West Coast, because the meat got to travel farther. Now, that's the thing. We're in and out. Oh, the reason why all the in and outs are in California and Vegas in that area is because that's where the meat farms are. So the fresh meat from the fresh cattle, it travels a short distance. It's right there in the area. Now, when they move that joint all the way to Texas, the meat ain't as fresh. Now, another point, like you said, in and out, they cook it fresh in front of you. The ingredients are fresh. The tomatoes from that, from the greatest farm ever. All of it is fresh ingredients. That's why it's like a refreshing taste in your mouth. All these other places you go to get food, them hoes is sitting in the damn, the bins with the old meat and the old water. And it's just sitting there. So when you go order a burger, the meat, the burger I cooked at 10 a.m. that you getting at 5 p.m., that's the one going on your sandwich. Now, wouldn't that make a, now wouldn't a burger cooked in front of you taste better than a burger that had been sitting in dirty water since 10 a.m.?
Yes.
See? Y'all don't think about that. Y'all just looking at the hype and want to hate on it. But it, I mean, too, when you bite it, I done ate burgers from here to Jericho.
So where is In-N-Out Burgers?
They got them in
Jericho?
Yeah, man. You just let that go. They got up in California and Vegas,
and
that one in
Arizona,
Texas,
Utah, Texas, and Oregon.
Yeah, see, all of them are over there except that one in Texas. They trying to expand and see how it's gonna go.
Yeah,
but the logistics of getting that fresh meat over there is a problem.
Get this fresh meat.
Yeah, so that's what it is, man. Because you could, like, when you never had one, huh?
Nah.
Yeah, when you bite into it, like, you could tell the difference. Like, because they literally cooked right there in front of you.
Mm, like Five Guys.
Yeah, that's why Five Guys tastes better than the regular restaurants, too. But the difference between Five Guys and In-N-Out is In-N-Out is using that prestigious farm.
And Five Guys give you a whole full pound bag of fries.
Dog, why they give you so many fries?
Nigga, who's eating all them fucking fries, man?
Dog, they potato deal must be outrageous.
Yo, it gotta be off the meat, son, because them niggas is giving you all the fries.
Dog, even when you, I ordered a small fry, and I was still like, yo, you gave me enough fries for everybody in this restaurant.
Yo, they dump some in the bag, then fill up the cup, put it in there, then put some more in the bag.
Now, have you ever got a large?
No, I can't carry that much fries.
I want to know what a large look like.
Yo, it's a full bag of potatoes.
Here, cook it yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Cut into fries and shit.
They give you a fry cutter and a full bag of potatoes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, that's the skinny on the in and out.
Animal style.
Yo, but it's crazy though. Yo, you can go that bit at 11 at night and that line around the building.
Damn.
Animal style.
Yeah.
So, we're going to say that one, so this or that.
All right, speaking of food, man, you know what tomorrow is?
It's August. Wait a minute. It's August 7th. 8th. It'll be 8-8-8-8. No, I don't know what tomorrow is.
National Chicken and Waffles Day.
For real?
Yeah.
Who made up all these days, dog?
Yo, I don't fucking know, man.
I'm getting sick of it.
Why is that a day?
All right, we got Chicken and Waffles Day, Taco Tuesday, National Donut Day. What's some other ones?
Man, everything you could think of, man. Asparagus Wednesdays.
Man, they got Asparagus Wednesdays. Wait, what is today Tuesday?
No, today's Wednesday.
Oh, man, I miss Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
He said just like him. Taco Tuesday. Yo, he be getting them chef tacos. That's why he be so happy.
Yeah, shit look good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, we got to talk about the mass shootings, bruh.
Oh, yeah, that's dang. I put that first and forgot. So we had the El Paso shooting.
And Dayton, Ohio.
My brother drove right by the El Paso shooting.
Did he?
Yeah, he was talking to my mom on the phone. He was like, yo, it's like every cop in the city is out here right now, but we didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
And that was the mass shooting.
Yo, what, like 20 people died?
Except 22.
22 people died?
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, one of the craziest stories, though, is when the dude and his wife was running, and she was holding a little, their newborn baby.
Yeah.
And he shot through him and shot her, and she fell on the baby and broke the baby's fingers.
God damn, cuz.
And they both died, but the baby's still alive. Yeah. Alive.
Here's my thing about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
At a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Where's all these NRA nuts at? You'll take my gun from my cold dead hands. Where's all these gun toting people at, man?
You can't have guns in Walmart.
Why not?
They got a sign on the door I seen yesterday.
Nigga, they got guns in Walmart here.
No, I'm talking about you can't walk in there.
I'm talking about people carrying their gun on their side in Walmart.
Do y'all got a sign on the outside of the door?
Probably. And there definitely shouldn't be one in Texas.
Yeah.
They give you motherfucking guns for buying Happy Meals in Texas.
Happy Meal. I was going to take a picture of it, but they got signs that say federal, like some kind of law, in Walmart.
Not with a concealed carry weapon.
Yeah, dog. It says no weapons allowed. Because I was walking by, I was like, dang. Because after it happened, I was like, man, I'm going to have my gun at Walmart. And then I seen the sign. I was like, man, I ain't trying to go to jail.
Man, I ain't never seen that sign. I seen niggas taking that shit in there.
Yeah, man.
And nigga, who looks at them signs?
Me, because I ain't trying to go to jail for nothing stupid.
Yo, you motherfuckers in Texas, man, carrying a gun is mandatory.
It's kind of big, dog. But that just tells you, not that many people carry guns like that.
Yeah,
I guess so. Like,
man.
Pretty much, only people who carrying guns is gun lovers, like gun nuts.
You know, so where they at? Them niggas definitely go to Walmart.
They wasn't there that day, dog.
Yo, this is no gun nut day at Walmart, nigga.
And then, like, they're carrying regular guns. Like, they got six shooters and Glocks. They ain't got automatic weapons that's killing. Like, that one dude, like, killed 10 people in 30 seconds. Like, they ain't carrying nothing like that.
I'm saying, but you only need one shot to stop him.
Yeah, but that one shot better hit, or he turning that mug right on you.
Hey, he already turned it on people. You might as well take your chance.
No, what I'm saying, if you sitting somewhere with a good look and you let that thing go off and it missed, like I missed that target the other day, guess who that good boy did?
Never, hey, I ever. Still take my chance, man. Like, yo, that nigga, somebody got to get behind this nigga.
I feel like
outside when he walked in the store, so somebody out there.
I feel like if I was in that situation, if I don't have an angle to run up and put it to your head and pull, I'm not taking that far a shot. Not with no, if I ain't got no scope.
Yeah. I mean, you got to pop a nigga in his leg, hit him in the stomach, hit something big to slow him down, and then run up on him and pop him.
Because, man, when everybody running and pant, and plus, like, I know I could get away, too.
Yeah, I'm just going to run.
So, like, if you know, like, you one of the fastest in the store, like, you still young, you can move.
How do you know you're the fastest in the store?
Cause, man, have you been to Walmart lately?
Yeah. Nigga, I'm the fastest in the store. Nigga just sizing people up. I beat that nigga in a foot race.
There's not that many athletes walking around the Walmart.
Yeah. Nah, that nigga right there, he's slow.
So he killed 22. The other dude in Ohio, was it like 10?
Yeah, I think so.
And it was like back to back. And then I heard last night they had a possible shooting in another Walmart somewhere.
I thought it was in Louisiana or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard somewhere where it was like a group of people, like they was just going to target Walmarts.
Yeah, the first dude in El Paso said he was shooting Mexicans.
Yeah, he was like, he's sick of the Mexicans.
And his love of Trump and shit, which they're really trying to downplay that.
Yep, they are.
Yeah, like that's again, it's back to the mental illness thing and video games. Yo, that one chick said gay marriage, video games, mental illness, and Obama is the reason the dude did it.
What? Yo.
Hey, man, they reaching, bro.
Yo. You know what's crazy, though? Like, if you really want something changed, you're going to have to put up more money than the gun. Whoever the lobbyists are for the guns.
Yeah.
Y'all going to have to put that bread up, man.
Yeah, because, like, that's the only, like, they, but they already, man, the gun lobbyists, man, they pockets is deep.
To this day.
Because they had some shit after this. Like, it was some kind of bill or something that one person stopped.
Dang.
And it was, I mean, it was something good. You know what I mean? It was something really good. I think it was Mitch McConnell or one of them dudes stopped the shit. And the only reason you can, the only reason you will have to stop it is because them niggas paying you to. Any other reason doesn't make sense.
Yep. Because, yo, all these guns, all this happening, and look how they still wall sliding.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this still is still everybody else's fault except theirs. You know what I'm saying? Except the person who did it or the rhetoric that they're putting out that's fucking these motherfuckers' minds up. It's video games.
That's crazy. Like, they say it's video games, but it's only one group of people doing all this shooting.
You know what I'm saying?
Where are the little black kids that play video games? You know, the Puerto Rican kids.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing no mass shooting. Right? And the D.L. Higley said some shit that really makes sense, yo. Like,
he's got AIDS.
All these mass shooters, they take into custody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a black kid gets killed because you think he has a gun, but this motherfucker you know is out here shooting get taken into custody?
Dog, they ran up in that one Walmart with the little dude who had a
toy gun.
A toy gun.
A toy gun. Came in that bitch and blazed him.
Blazed him.
This motherfucker's in Walmart shooting people, and y'all still take this nigga in?
Yo, that's crazy.
Come on, son. What's going on?
I think it's like a game to them now. It's like, oh, we're going to say this one. The black dudes, yeah. Off them.
Kill them all. Kill them all.
Get them out of here. Yeah, man, that was nuts, man.
Hell yeah.
Check this out, though. The private prisons. You know a way to shut down, to control private prisons and who go to jail? Like, if you're trying to avoid multiple Central Park Fives,
mm-hmm.
if we all just brought one share of a Core Civic and Geo Group, that's who mm-hmm. controls private prisons. So we'll be the, if we all bought one share each, so total that'd be about $33. Every black person spend $33 on a share of Core Civic and Geo Group. We would control the systems and how they run the business.
Damn,
ain't that crazy?
Yeah,
is that damn. Like it's that easy?
That's crazy.
Because we'll be the shareholders, and they gotta listen to us.
Yeah. So, damn. Man. Get on that.
Heck yeah, everybody go buy you a Core Civic and Geo Group, and then like you could do the same way with the guns. Like everybody get together, put up more money than the gun lobbyists, and then shoot everybody. The more it's more people mad. So
yeah, it should incite some change now.
Yeah, that's more people. Yo, I seen this. What was we watching? We was watching something where he was going back through all the shootings. Yo, and that junk. I think what do you think was the craziest one? I think that Vegas one was the craziest.
Yeah, out that window.
That is nuts.
Yeah, because that shit still doesn't seem plausible, but nigga, some nigga people died. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some motherfucker had 800 guns in a room that nobody noticed.
Yeah, right? No cameras of this man going up to his room.
You know what I'm saying?
But you got cameras of me stealing a bag of chips at the gift store.
You know what I'm saying? Housekeeping ain't never come in this motherfucker.
Well, housekeeping, you keep them out. Just put the little sign on the door.
They still be going in there getting your change and shit.
He said they be going in there getting your change. Stupid. Yo, you know what else is crazy? This same weekend, they had 47 shootings. 47 people got shot in Chicago.
God damn.
Dog, where are y'all doing these shootings at?
For real, man.
47 people?
Dog, that's a lot.
They said the hospital was, like, they couldn't, there was not enough doctors. They was, like, stressed to the limit.
Dog, that's crazy.
Yo, if you're a nurse or a doctor and you need a job instantly,
go to Chicago.
Dog, where are y'all shooting 47 people?
What is y'all doing making each other this fucking mad, man?
Every time I go to Chicago, I don't even see a ambulance drive by.
Yeah.
You think these numbers are real?
No, man. Probably not. Probably inflating the numbers, man, with scare tactics and shit. But still, even half of 47 is a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you inflate the numbers a little bit, it's still a lot, man. Like, goddamn, bro.
And this is like multiple weekends. This ain't even like one off. I think the highest one was like 55 or something.
Yeah. Yo, like, look, man, at some point, it was at like 10. You got to be like, hey, man, we need to calm down. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they're shooting people a lot around here, man. Let's stop.
Yo, that is crazy. Like, are y'all just going outside just, hit your shoes.
I'm going to, you know what? I think I'm going to shoot me a nigga today.
Yeah.
I get chill with that shit, bro. So I'm glad I live in the country.
Golly, they shoot what, five? They shoot two people out there. The country go crazy.
Yo, two people in 5 years, my nigga, in the world gonna go crazy, dog. Shit don't happen out here, man.
Dang, that's nuts. Let me see what I was gonna talk about. Oh, go ahead.
Yo, you see that Rich Paul shit?
No, what happened? I was gonna talk about him, but what happened?
So the NCAA. Well, LeBron is calling it the Rich Paul rule.
Oh, I know what you're about to say. Go ahead.
So the NCAA made a rule that you can't be an agent to, I think, to the kids coming out of college,
mm-hmm,
unless you have a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, that's that bull, dog.
Shit. Yo, like, why? Why do I need that to be an agent?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like let's really think about that, because he doesn't have it and he's a successful agent.
Mm-hmm. The most successful one. He got all, you know, the biggest athletes.
People are signing with him on the strength of this nigga knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So why does he need that? Unless,
mm-hmm,
because he talked to a prospect and got him $1 million internship,
mm,
instead of getting y'all money in college.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to shut this nigga down.
Yep. There's like there ain't gonna be no more of these high priority athletes putting their homeboys on that didn't go to school.
Exactly. And this shows you that the NCAA is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the money. We got to make this money. We don't want you making money. Because there's no reason for that. Because y'all been doing it without it this long. So why now do you need that, except this nigga cost you money?
Man, that's crazy.
Yo, that's fucked up, man. And that shows you that the NCAA is all about the money. They don't care about these fucking kids.
No, nope. Like, how much more money do you need? You're only making millions off the backs of all these kids. You're
making billions off these niggas, man.
Ain't getting no kickback. You're getting tuition money from all the other kids in the school. You got boosters.
Dog, y'all making all these monies.
TV deals.
$1 billion TV deals, man. Yeah, like, yo, y'all making enough money and giving these niggas a $50,000 scholarship that they don't have to use, that y'all don't make them get. All these niggas that went to college, they ended up broke.
Yeah.
How'd that degree work out for them? Because them niggas didn't get it. Did you know that you only have to go to class the first semester to be on the team?
What?
You only got to go to class the first semester. It is required that you be in the class the first semester to play basketball. After that, you don't have to go to class anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unless you want to. But you will be on that fucking basketball court.
Damn.
So that means that degree, y'all don't care about that. That's just to get me here to make y'all money playing basketball.
Yo, that's crazy.
No, they don't give them time to study. They don't give them time to go to class. They pencil whip and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I do that? Why would I go to a school to make you money under the guise of I'm going to get a degree that I can't use or don't need? When I could go overseas to get money, this nigga getting no money in the States now. So we got to shut that down, dog.
Yo, that's crazy how they made that rule too for one person, dog.
Yeah, but it's probably going to fuck up a lot of other people too, because it's like three other things you got to do. You got to have a bachelor's degree. You got to be part of the NBA PA or some shit like that.
Damn.
And you got to take some kind of test or some shit, which all this shit makes no fucking sense, man.
Yo, they did all that?
Yes.
Because think about it. There ain't going to be too many Rich Pauls anyway.
Hell no. So
y'all just did that to be spiteful because, all right, let's say I wanted to be an agent. Who's going to take me serious? Like, I ain't got no connects or nothing.
Nothing.
So they just doing that for like, let's say Zion had a homeboy. He wanted to make him his agent. So they was like, oh, we're going to cut this off real quick.
Right now. LeBron and them gave them niggas the blueprint of how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now these niggas is burning that fucking blueprint.
Yo, that's
now,
nuts.
Now you can't do that. Now you have to do it our way, because we have to stop them.
There got to be a way around that, though.
It fucking better be.
Because
that's some bullshit, man.
Because can't that only hurt? All right, can't that only hurt like me with no connections? Because like, let's say Zion, how you gonna tell me I can't make my homeboy my agent?
Yeah,
like there ain't nothing you could do.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do for that.
So it must be like up and coming dudes that's trying to talk to.
So if Zion makes his friend his agent,
mm-hmm,
because he doesn't have that degree and all the other shit, he can't be anybody else's agent.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know, so they can't grab up.
You know what I'm saying? They can't get them college prospects and shit. Like the cats coming out of high school going to college, they can't fuck with them.
Yeah.
And probably niggas coming out of the NBA, coming out of college going into the NBA, they probably can't fuck with them either.
Man, that's dirty.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. The NCAA is some bullshit.
Man, I can't wait till these kids get smart and start going overseas.
Yo, for real, say like, fuck college, man.
Because we already had a couple.
Shit for you anyway.
We already had a couple do it.
Yep.
Like, there's one over there right now, I think he's about to come home. But he was over there for like, he was like a top prospect, and he went over there for the last 3 years or something like that.
Yeah, yo.
Dang, that's what it is, man. It's just all about that dough.
For real.
They want it all.
Got enough. Them niggas got enough, and they still want all of it, man. Yo, let's see, we talk about LeBron, man. You saw that shit with Jason Fetlock.
No, I kind of heard something about it. He told him to like sit your ass down, like you told your mama to do.
Yeah.
Yo, that's nuts.
Yo, my nigga, like yo, what is wrong with you? Like, for real, man, why is it anytime a black athlete does anything, you have something negative to say about it? Like, I really don't get how the fuck are you going to say that LeBron James is looking for attention? Don't you think this nigga got enough attention?
Heck yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga's good. Now they calling his videos, the Taco Tuesday videos, corny. Nigga, that shit is hilarious. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
How you gonna a superstar NBA player is at his son's basketball game having a great fucking time? How is that bad?
Now I would say it's not bad, but can't anybody else do that?
Yeah, no. But okay, so him being in the warm up line dunking and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's, they say that's, you know, you shouldn't do that. A normal parent can't do that, right?
Now that's cool. Like, if I go to the game, I want to see that.
Yeah. Anything he does, people want to see because he's a superstar.
Yeah. The only thing I don't agree with what he was doing was when he was running on the court. Like, that's kind of crazy.
But that wasn't even with his son. That was with another kid.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that's kind of crazy though.
But we want superstars to do shit like that. Nigga, we love that type of shit. We watch it all the day because LeBron James didn't put that video out. Somebody else took that video.
But like, don't you think that's kind of crazy though?
Nigga, it's LeBron James. He do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
That's kind of crazy, dog.
That's the way we set up the society. If you're rich and famous, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, nigga. We don't care.
I'm gonna
go to say that this man is looking for too much attention while he's celebrating his son and his team is fucking ridiculous, dog.
Yeah, that is. He could walk in McDonald's and cause more attention just walking with his head down. Like, that don't make no sense.
You know what I'm saying? And then for the dude to say that him being in the dunk line is too much. When Zion Williams went to New Orleans and the team brought him out,
mm-hmm,
they had him out there dunking in a crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want NBA players to fucking do. Y'all came here to make this man a fucking pony show. Nigga, do what you do. Grab that ball and do what you do. That's the same thing LeBron James doing for that crowd of people. But why is the problem when he do it and not when other niggas do it?
Like, the dunk line, that's, I mean, coaches, anything could be in. Like, when your team's on the sideline, the whole staff can be on the court. Like, that don't even make sense.
Yeah. Like, it just don't make no sense, man. I hate these niggas.
I just thought when he ran across the court and did the body show, he could have hurt that little kid.
He said he could have hurt that little kid.
Yeah, because it's like, I seen in the games and like playoffs in the NFL and stuff, when you go, or in the basketball team, when somebody did that little jump up chest thing or side, they come down and who was that who tore their damn Achilles doing that?
That kicker.
Yeah.
Grammatica.
Yeah, that's because LeBron a big dude.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He pushed little dude a little too hard. They really have a field day with that one.
Hell yeah.
But yo, I'm going to go to Baylor's, one of Baylor's Suns games, and I'm going to act like LeBron. Do all that. And see how far I get.
Do all of that. Who is this nigga?
Who is this?
And why does he have on a durag?
He had a durag on?
Yeah.
I remember he lost a shoe. I think it was a purple shoe.
Yeah, he had a durag on.
Football got to hurry up and come back because they running out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, for real, man.
They be talking about the dumbest of stuff. Yo, Snowfall, dog. It's heating
up. Excellent day. It's heating up. Jerome? Jerome gets busy, son.
Jerome got busy.
Jerome got he got the shit kicked out of him. But Jerome gets busy, son.
Yo, I ain't getting busy naked like that.
Yo, I think, yo, it seemed like they didn't want to stop fucking when the cops busted. Hey, y'all gotta wait, man. I'm almost done.
Yeah, man. What was I finna say?
Something about Snowfall.
Oh, how they murk your boy. That was talking a little too tough.
Yo, Leon the shooter, man.
Yo, Leon, wow. You know what I think gonna be the downfall?
What's that?
The dude that they put on the other side of town.
The little kid?
Yeah, the light-skinned dude.
Man Boy?
Yeah, he gonna be the one to turn them all in.
No, I think they about to kill Man Boy on the next episode.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think they're gonna kill Man Boy. But, yo, killing that dude, yeah, he kind of deserved it.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was talking a little too tough. Maybe it's one of y'all. No, nigga, it was you. Nigga, y'all had the music blasting. Y'all had bitches in there. My nigga, like, yo, you was doing everything wrong. And they gonna try to put it on us? Yeah, nigga. Get pistol whipped and shot.
Yeah, man. It's just the organization's getting too big, man.
Yeah, and niggas is, yo, Oso out here murking bitches, nigga?
Yo, I forgot. I thought he had died when he got shot in the chest at that old girl house.
No, oh, when he got stabbed and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Oso put some refried beans on that, man, and walked it off.
So he survived, and then the girl he was with got killed by the agent that they killed?
No, no, no. Lucia is still alive. They don't know where she's at.
Oh, who'd she? Somebody got killed in the alley.
That was, she killed her cousin.
Oh.
Lucia killed her cousin and started it with her, yeah.
Oh, okay. So Lucia don't know that Oso's alive.
Yeah. Well, she might know because I think they were wherever they were at together. Yeah. Because they were in the bar. When he was in the bar and the girl tried to give him the business, she was like, you know she's not coming back, right? So they were together, but he just don't know where she's at now.
Oh, okay.
And he seen that DEA agent, nigga. And, yeah, that's it. Nigga popped off.
Dang, yo, Snowfall, crazy.
Yo, that shit good. Yo, but Andre daughter, cokehead, nigga. What kind of shit is this?
Yeah, that threw me off. Like, whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Your daddy out here fighting drugs and you using them.
And then he didn't even try to stop her.
Yo, he ain't trying to stop. Yo, and Andre ain't stopped the niggas from beating Jerome ass. Yo, and the cops talking like, man, I can't see how you live out there with them animals. Like, yo, nigga, that's, you see, you know this is what they say about you when you not here. You're one of the good ones. Yeah, so you a good nigga.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you ain't doing exactly what they want.
Yo, so I think he gonna find out his daughter a cokehead. He gonna think that Franklin did it to her.
And put on it to her, yeah.
He really gonna be heated.
Hell yeah.
Man, I'm like, yo, you better quit doing that.
You know, hey, the drugs, stop it.
And then I was mad when they went to the skating rink and the whole staff was in that back room.
Yeah.
Who the hell was watching the desk?
Man, nobody.
They had the whole staff back to first. She was like, can I go back here with such and such? All right, you asked to go. And then she come back there, too. I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, we back here fucking.
The whole staff.
Nigga, who making burgers?
Yeah. Who handing out skates?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, that shit good, though. I can't. Yo, that shit come on tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. What's the name? Baylor talked about Euphoria. And he ain't even say nothing about Euphoria.
Never talked about Euphoria. Maybe that was just a blanket statement, yo. Euphoria is dope.
So you ain't never watched it, right?
I have not, sir.
Oh, that's a question I wanted to ask you about Snowfall. When did Franklin get his mom on? Because I know she was hating on him the whole time.
Yeah, like after he went to jail and came out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they talked about it after he paid for the house and all that shit. And told her, look, man, this is money out here. You could do something good with it.
So his dad, they still ain't cool because his dad is always around, but he'll never be like in the mix.
Yeah, no, him and his dad not cool, but the mom and the dad back cool.
Oh, okay. Did you see the video with Marshawn Lynch?
Yes.
When they said he made sexist comment when he asked for a man to speak to?
Yo, first of all, that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to be arguing with no woman. Stripping down. And if you had a man here, a man would understand this is what coaches do.
Yeah.
That's not sexist. That's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that if you don't want your son to be cussed at, your son don't need to be out here.
Facts.
Because It's a lot worse shit gonna happen to your son than me telling him to get out the fucking line trying to motivate him.
I didn't like the way he was talking to her though, because he ran halfway across the field and was breathing hard.
Yeah, it was breathing hard. Woo, shit. Yo, when he bent over, like he was bending over to catch his breath. But he made it look like he was looking in the camera.
Yeah.
And then the lady stood up with the camera. I was like, damn, he ain't going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't going to be able to catch his breath, man.
Yeah, man. I was like, yo, man, catch your breath first. He'll say a couple words.
Yo, but did you see all the videos of it?
Uh-uh.
So, okay. So they got the video of it happening. Then they have a video that she was talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this is how dumb fucking people are, dog. This is her telling her story. She says after he did that, she went to somewhere of the people that was over the whole little thing and talking to them about him cussing at her child, and says they weren't responding the way that she wanted them to, so she started cussing them out.
Oh my God.
In front of the fucking kids.
Wow.
So you're mad about this nigga cussing in front of the kids, but then you start cussing in front of the kids.
Yeah.
Get your stupid ass up out of here.
Like the staff don't know he cussed. They there every day.
Yo, if you cussing at them, I'm pretty damn sure you cuss at your kid at home.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So what? It ain't like it's some shit he ain't never heard.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Go somewhere with that bullshit.
Yeah, Marshall Liz probably got a rule now. If you don't like cussing, get your damn kids out.
Get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like cussing, get the fuck out, man.
Cause I'm doing this cause I want to. I ain't gotta be here.
I ain't getting paid for this.
I got all the money in the world.
I love the kids.
Like, imagine one of them saying, we're gonna get you to lose your job. You like, ah ha ha.
Bitch, I'm retired.
Yeah. I can always just sign off and get another meal if I want.
Hell yeah.
Hard Knocks is back. They showing the Raiders. And it was kind of boring. But then the free safety was funny, number 24. He was talking to Coach Gruden.
What's his name?
Dang, what is his name?
Nigga ain't that funny. You don't remember his name.
No, he funny, but I don't be remembering niggas' names. You know that. Oh, man, they had a kid from the Hard Knocks on there. From that show. From the show. What's the show called? The show is Hard Knocks. Last Chance You. You ever watch
Second Chance You.
No, it's Last Chance You.
It's Third Chance You.
Shut up. Dude, Ollie. He was on there.
Ollie?
Yeah, Ollie was on there. He didn't even make it through the first episode. Got cut.
Damn, Ollie.
I was like, come on, man. I was all hype. Oh, Ollie, you better get his shot.
Man, fucked it off.
Yeah, he was on the field talking about, my feet hurt. I can't move.
Tired, boss.
And then the defensive lineman coach told him to go to, what'd you call it? Train. When didn't they work on you?
The trainers and shit?
Yeah, when they do, like, the rehab or whatever to get worked on. He didn't show up.
You fed motherfucker.
So the next practice, it was like three dudes over there on the bikes, like while everybody else is practicing. And Coach Groom looked over there. He was like, hey, all them people over there that don't want to play, get them out of here. They start cleaning out the lockers.
Send your ass home, boy.
Let me see who number 24 is. Hey, I don't know, but he was a high pick. But yeah, he a free safety. And Coach kept telling him to stop hitting him because he like real physical. And it was supposed to be like just no hitting each other. Oh, Abrams. You know who that is?
I do not.
Jonathan Abram?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You don't know. Coach is like, yo, quit hitting the people, man. This like we ain't trying to hurt our own players. And he's like, man, I only got one mode, just go. And he was like, look, you can quit hitting these people or I'm gonna put you on the sideline and watching or something. He was like, oh, but you ain't gonna cut me though. You can't cut me.
Wow.
And Groove didn't say that. I'm like, yeah, he must be the monster.
Yeah, and he gotta be good as shit.
Yeah. You dead right, we can't cut you. Yeah, but I mean, other than that, it was pretty boring. Raiders ain't got no real comical characters except AB, who came in on a damn hot air balloon.
Oh, this nigga, I'm so tired of that dude. Nigga, be normal.
These are be normal. And that's all I got, man. You got anything?
Nah, that's about it, man.
We gotta debut the song. Let me set that up so y'all know what it is, and we're doing it because we do it when we're doing. We're doing it for TV.
Always.
All right, yo, we about to end the show, man. Y'all know we do. You know how we do it. Forget that your radio. Leave your messages. Shout out to my man Matt Grizzell for checking out the show. I ain't know you was listening to the show. Shout out to everybody else who rocking with us. Shout out to, did you give Nigel your sizes for your dashiki?
I did not.
Because he asked me. I'm like, man, you got to ask him. I don't know what he wear, man. He might wear a 3X. He might wear a 1X. He hiding his progression. Yeah. So,
shout out to them cool gray fours.
Oh, did you walk in the store and get them or order them online?
Yes. Walked in the store. Got them for the low.
What, you got a military discount?
Yeah, got them at the PX.
They ain't supposed to give you a military discount.
They already are discounted for the military.
Oh, all
right. You goddamn right.
Oh, I heard vets going to get to start going into the on military bases starting January next year.
What you mean start going to?
Like if you're like 30% disabled.
Oh.
Or I think it's any disability rating. Hmm. You get like access to a gym and everything.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Heck yeah, I could get rid of my gym membership. You heard? So, yo, before we go out of here, I want y'all to check out this new artist. His name is Madison J. He recently released his album entitled Purple Fried Chicken. And this is the single called Adapt, produced by LD Beats. Let us know what you think. Yo, hit him up on his social medias. We're going to put them all in the links in the description. And that's how we're doing it out here, man.
Yeah, man.
Follow Madison J on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, Spotify.
County. You already know who it is, man. It's Madison J coming straight out of Raleigh, NC. Shouts out to the 919. But look, we're dropping off the new record, right? It's called Adapt. It's off my new album called Purple Fried Chicken. Make sure y'all go get that. Big shouts out to the Forget That Yo podcast. Yo podcast.
I just have a meeting with niggas right out of Japan. Converting the yen and turning shit right into bands. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. I just have a meeting with niggas right out of Japan. Converting the yen and turning shit right into bands. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. I'm trying to get rich, you probably just trying to adapt. Big homie flows when it comes down to the raps. Hire security team to carry the straps. Play with me, Jada, but come out and bless up the black. We hiring a sire like niggas, we blow up the pack. The hottest from Raleigh, you know I'ma blow up the cack. I done play with you niggas enough, it's time to relax. Killed the boom bap and off the trap. I just have a meeting with niggas right out in Japan. Converting the yen and turning shit right into bands. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. I just have a meeting with niggas right out in Japan. Converting the yen and turning shit right into bands. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. Travel the globe, I gotta get paid to the max. Saudi Arabia, I just took a trip and came back. Give me the money, I know how to act. I'm rolling the dodi, the dodi, it feel like a sap. You lying, turn around, claiming that shit is a fact. My nigga, you know I can't get jiggy with that. Hey, karma's a bitch, cause everything always come back. So I turn around and hit the hoe straight from the back. I just have a meeting with niggas right out of Japan. Converting the yen and turning shit right into bands. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. I just have a meeting with niggas right out of Japan. Converting the yen and turning shit right into bands. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn. The money is filthy, you know that we don't give a damn.
All right, we got a voicemail for Betty the Great with a this or that. So that's what we're going to do for this or that. And let's throw in some extras.
I'd come up with something.
All right, here we go.
Hey, y'all watch Euphoria? Let me know if y'all watch. I watch it. That shit good. Zendaya do her goddamn thing in that. I don't know. If y'all don't watch it, then I don't want to do spoilers. Because I don't know how good y'all do with spoilers or not. It's not really a spoiler, but I did want to bring up a scene, but Yeah, that shit is crazy. I wanted to ask y'all, would y'all allow your child, Stone, I know you got kids, would you allow one of your kids to be in this TV show? And the reason why I ask you, because you're the only one that got kids, my nigga, so don't look at me like that when you're the only one that got kids, okay? I see you looking what you're looking at. Would you allow your kids to be on a show like that? And how would you prepare your child to be on a show like that? And if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out and then let me know on a later show or something like that. Matter of fact, you just go look at the first two episodes and just tell me what you... And the reason why I brought that up is because I forgot my son auditioned for that show.
What?
And out of all the auditions, you know what I'm saying, he used to get in auditions for Disney, Nickelodeon, you know, shit like that, right? I don't remember him doing it, but my wife had brought it up, and I'm like, yo, I'm not ready for him to be in a show like that. Oh, hell no. Absolutely not, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Would you rather, this or that? Would you rather your child get slapped by a priest or to be one of the characters in Euphoria? Let me know. Oh, that's a this or that. That's a this or that. Own blood.
And we gonna go into this or that with that. All right. All right. This or that. Would you rather your kid be a character on Euphoria or get slapped up by the priest? Now, I don't want my kid getting slapped around, cuz.
Yeah. What is Euphoria?
Euphoria is the show on HBO that I watch. They just had a season finale this week. And it's pretty much kids being kids in high school. Like drugs, sex, alcohol, rape. Was it rape in there? Pedophilia.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? The normal high school occurrences.
They said normal high school shit.
Now look. I would let my kid be on Euphoria because, first of all, I was pre-slapping him around. And second of all, if you put your kid on there now, he's going to get a taste of what high school is going to be like. And this is fake anyway. They getting that bread. They getting that money. And it's going to boost their career because all them kids are getting mad followers and popular. So they're going to get other shows. And, yeah, it's just a show at the end of the day. Like, behind the scenes is nothing like when you see it on the screen.
Yeah, I'll go to Euphoria because that... I have to put my hands on that priest, man.
Yeah, man. Euphoria is dope, man.
I'm gonna check it out. Probably not though.
Man, you go. All you gotta do is check one episode. There's a lot of penises on a few episodes, so don't let that deter you.
Don't let it deter me from not watching this shit.
Yeah. But yo, that's why a lot of people they'd be like surprised and shocked on the playback because, man, when you in that making that movie, like when I was on that movie set. They stop every scene. Like, every scene goes for, like, 5 seconds. Now, you get a couple lines out. They stop it. They change angles 70 times. So, it don't even seem like a real movie.
Yes.
And it seems like you're just doing a bunch of starting and stopping.
Yeah. It all comes together, you know what I'm saying, to be a movie. But when you're in there, it's just like porn, man. Like, they stop and start a whole bunch, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, if you got any this or that's.
Yeah, give me that Euphoria, though. 1 year in a maximum security federal prison with the murderers and the rapists and all that for 1 year or 10 years in a minimum security prison.
Dang, let me get the 1 year.
Oh, your butt's gonna be ruined.
That's what we're doing. Oh, you seen that video I put up of the dudes in prison where he made my man a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for his birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, cuz, you had to do that for me? He said, you want the juice or the milk? Well, you know, I'm going to go with the juice be hitting, but I'm going to go with the milk because it's close to the ice cream. Them dudes, when I followed their page on Instagram, they followed 3,000 some people and they had 2,000 followers. The next day after that video dropped, they up to, last time I checked, it's up to 23,000 followers. And like when you go back through the original videos he had up, it was basically just him working out in the jail cell.
I'm gonna make a peanut butter jelly sandwich, doing some push-ups and see what happens.
Dog, you see their cells like the size of a closet. Like, it's smaller than that laundry room you're talking about.
That shit is terrible, my nigga. This is laundry room. Yo, that shit is terrible, man. Like, and to be in there with somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you always have to walk past a nigga. Like, mm-hmm. I always have to move for you to move.
Yo, that is crazy.
Yo, I can't live like that, man.
So, he be doing extreme workouts in his damn jail cell. So, do they do these workouts around shower time?
Oh, so you go take a shower after?
Yeah, because that's extreme. That's extreme must in that little area.
Oh, man. Yo, you're not going to stop that at all. Like, it's just going to be funky, man.
Dang.
And some of them prisons, niggas don't get showers every day.
Dang. I don't know how I could do it.
Just imagine the toilets in there, too.
Oh, man.
So if I sit down on the toilet, I'm pretty much face to face with you.
I ain't going
anywhere in that room. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that's terrible, man.
I can't go to jail, dog. All right, this or that.
Yeah, nigga, nobody should.
Spend 10 days in space by the sun or spend 10 days in a sauna on Earth.
So in space, I'm in a spaceship.
You in
a spaceship?
You in one of those little you know, like when they get out, go out of the, these are the spaceship. When they get out of the rocket into the little the portable thing.
Yeah,
like you in the little portable thing rotating around the sun.
I gotta go to that sauna, man.
That sauna suffocating, dog.
Yo, but so to spend 10 days out in that by the sun. It's gonna take me 9 months to get back to the fucking earth.
No, man, it's this or that, man. 10 days up.
But you in that to the sun turnaround ain't what you think it is.
You cramped in that little space, but in the sauna, it's just that heat, dog.
Yo, don't turn it all the way up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I would rather take that heat than that 9 month trip back to Earth.
It ain't gonna be 9 months, man. We got new technology.
we got this or that technology. 27 minutes to get there.
I'ma just rotate around the sun and just sleep a lot.
Yeah, you gonna float into that bitch and die. Burn up. Yo, it's gonna be like a sauna anyway if you buy the sun in this motherfucking ship, man.
But it's gonna be far away enough where I ain't gonna die, or you know what I'm saying? Because you can't be that close to the sun.
It'll take 9 months to get back.
Nah, man, we got new technology. Oh, before we go, speaking of new technology, I chose not to talk about this until we got closer to the time it's supposed to happen, but Area 51 invasion, man.
Yo, what happened?
1 million people signed up. So it's a storm, Area 51, September 22nd, I believe.
Oh, it's the 22nd? Okay.
Yeah.
They shut that shit down.
Who did?
I think they shut it down.
With the page?
Like they took the page down or something, yeah.
Oh, but I mean, it's already out there.
Yeah, well, seven people going to show up and be shot immediately.
You think only seven would show up?
Hell yeah.
Dog, people is nuts out here.
They are. They really are. You get shit like that. They
out
are.
Of 1 million people, like what started as a joke, you know, half the people don't know what a joke is.
Yeah. Yeah. The people that started is not going to be there.
Yeah.
But everybody that followed it is going to be there. Crazy people, man.
How fast you think they're going to die?
Immediately.
I say it'd be 10 minutes.
For the last one to die? Cause somebody's dying 30 seconds in.
No, it's still up. Storm Area 51, they can't stop us all. Friday, September 20th through the 22nd. 2 million followers.
Oh, these niggas made a weekend out of it.
It says 2 million.
They made a weekend out of it.
2 million people going.
Okay, nigga, we gonna see.
Dang, there's people on here I know that signed up.
Oh, them niggas crazy.
Dang, I'm about to invite you to it. Because we need an insider.
No, don't do that.
We will all meet up in rural Nevada and coordinate our parties. If we Nevada run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens.
Asshole. It's always one of those guys in there.
Dog, they're gonna disintegrate y'all.
Hell yeah.
But I feel like I could get in. I'm going.
Alright, we'll see you out there, man. Wear a Forget Dayo shirt.
Cause check it out. Why all everybody gonna be storming in, I'm gonna go the way where nobody's trying to storm in. And I'm gonna sneak through the back.
I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna go over the mountain.
Oh, their website, wildin'. StormArea51.us. So you wanna clap some alien cheeks?
Mm.
I don't know. Aliens might got the meats.
They might know something else. They might put a fang on you somewhere or something. Alright, let's get up out of here, man.
Alright, before we get out of here, I want everybody to go on Twitter and go to @ffboy87 and look at his pinned tweet.
ffboy87.
Yeah, check that out.
On the Twitter. And look at what?
The tweet at the top, the tweet at the top. You went?
I don't think this is right. Yeah. One of the Oh man. Why you do that?
Yo, I need everybody to check it out.
Yo, check that out. Check that out for real.
And we out of here.
I don't want to be the only person to have to see that, man. Peace.
Hey.
Any other show. Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Dang, why'd you call my dad Fat Lenny? That's not nice.
To this day!
I got a little cousin. When I die, he'll probably take my estate. I always tell him being self and always strive to be great.